thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee, God says. Thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else besides me. Be careful, people. When you say, oh man, hey, I am. See, that's where these rappers sound. And then look at this next verse. Therefore, evil shall come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Isaiah chapter 47, verses 7 through 11. You know, I'm made to think because one of the students in the college told me, I don't read that Bible. I don't accept that. I don't believe that. I just looked at the person and I just said to myself, because you don't believe it don't mean it's not going to come to pass. See, that's faulty logic. I don't believe in God. That doesn't mean that he doesn't exist because you reject the idea of God. Remember, the God of your imagination is not the God in reality, or the God that doesn't exist in your silly, sorry, depraved imagination. So those of you that didn't like those verses, well, see, that's why I don't like reading the Bible. That kind of stuff scares me. It's supposed to scare you, heathen, into repentance. Dave Wilkerson goes on and says that we have conveniently chosen to ignore the lessons of God's judgment when he rained down on Egypt, Israel, Jerusalem, Sodom, Babylon, and all other failed empires. And now, just after a half a century, we've totally forgotten the lessons that God tried to teach us during the Great Depression of the 30s, a judgment that crippled our nation and the world, the whole world. God was saying to us then, flagrant sin is a reproach to any nation. Listen, and stop trying to argue. I don't have to listen to this. Turn it off then. Turn your computer off. I know you don't have to listen to it, but you're going to hear it. Listen, those of you that turn me off, those of you that will not finish letting me read Wilkerson's text to you, those of you preachers, you sorry imbeciles. Yeah, I call you a dumb imbecile. You clown. You clowning the people for your money. When God gets finished with you, ain't nobody coming to that hell house called the church you running. You need to tell these beautiful people the truth, that they have sinned. Thank you, Dave Wilkerson. I don't know if you know me, brother, but if anybody tells you what I'm doing with your book, I praise God for your words. Look what Dave wrote. He said, flagrant sin is a reproach to any nation. And so you must never forget how your country provoked me to wrath a generation ago. I had given you power to obtain wealth and to become prosperous so you could be a great missionary nation. But you quickly forgot me, the source of all your blessings. Therefore, I laid your nation low, humbling your proud markets and causing the rich to become poor. Remember that day, America. Consider what I did in the past generation and don't make the same mistakes. Let me add this. Lest I do it to you again right in front of you and I'll smash everything that you work for. And check it out. If he does it, I'll praise him every day of my life because I'm going to be smashed and crashing with the rest of the people. And if I die of starvation or somebody bludgeons me to death, I know that I'll wake up in heaven and say, Lord, I told him, didn't I? That's why you left me here this long. Often I wonder why he took my wife in death and left me here on this nasty planet. But I know why he left me here, to help you babies out there that have been convoluted by this system that you live in. Wilkerson goes on and says, it is very clear that the nations of the world today are making the same mistakes that brought down God's wrath on every sinful society in the past. And yet, Wilkerson says, by all indications, every nation, including the United States of America, is continuing its path of godlessness. See, and that's why our young people don't believe in God anymore. That idea has been erased from their minds. But oh, wait a minute, Christians. When this thing hits, mark this preacher's words. They will be coming and crying. They will be saying, Pastor John, where are you teaching at Sunday? It's where you think I'll be teaching at. I'll be in the LA Memorial Coliseum because you just be able to walk in there. They're going to say, if there's a preacher that got a word for a dying city, I will be there. I say, hook up a microphone. And I hope I have a copy of this. Try to get these heathens to repent. Wilkerson goes on and says that our leaders seem completely ignorant of the lessons of history, especially Barack Hussein Obama. Because, see, he's eating steak now. He's living in the big house. It's supposed to be, you know, hey, look at me. I'm black and I'm up here. Fool, you better open up your eyes. Yeah, I call him a fool. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. He thinks he is. When those fools said that he was more popular than Jesus, he should have fell down and repented of his arrogant sin. But he didn't do it because he like everybody else. See, I is somebody. Oh, no, we're going to see how somebody you are. When God gets through bringing judgment on this nation, it ain't going to be nobody in his cabinet standing. Oh, you better mark my word for it. And I ain't threatening death. God is the one that gives life and takes it away. You better read Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. On your own, having no regard for the Lord's past dealings with sinful humankind, instead, they behave like madmen, as if there isn't a God in heaven who will bring them to account. By contrast, Moses commanded Israel to remember all of God's past dealings with them as a nation. He made it perfectly clear in Deuteronomy 7 and 18. He says, thou shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all of Egypt. He said, you better well remember that, brother. In Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 7 through 8, he says, remember and forget not how thou provoked the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness, so that the Lord was angry with you and have destroyed you. Y'all better pay attention. You better look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. See, you people done went nuts thinking, oh, it's my time to do it. You need to fall out before God and ask him not to roast you and send up a puff of smoke over your behind. Wait a minute. Beware that you forget not the Lord thy God, who led you through a great and terrible wilderness, where there were fiery serpents. You remember that? Scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought you forth the water out of the rock of flint? Who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers didn't know about? See, this is great. Deuteronomy 8 and 11 and Deuteronomy 8, 15 through 16, that he might humble thee, and that he might provoke thee to do thee good at thy latter end. See, this is what God wants. This is what God wants. Now, God has a plan to protect us during the coming depression. But at the same time, God is warning his people. You and I are his people. He's warning us. We need to look back and remember well how God dealt with our sinful ancestors. Wilkerson writes and says, I judged them in my wrath. Look what he says right here. These are beautiful words. I judged them in my wrath, reducing them to poverty, sending depression and deprivation upon them. Remember, too, how I provided miracles and supernatural deliverances to your father when they turned back to me. I want you to remember both of these things about me, God is saying, because I never change. See, he's immutable. I'm the same yesterday, today, forevermore. I will act in the same way towards you and your situation right now. I'll send both judgment on the wicked and provision on the repentant. So, my children, learn from your past. I guess this is Dave speaking prophetically here. And don't make the same mistake your fathers did. Moses then instructed the people, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations, ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and he will tell thee. That's in Deuteronomy 32 and 7. See, he was telling them, learn from your fathers and the elders, those who have gone on before you. Go back and examine the record of their history. That's all I want you people to do. Because you see, you people think that because the money's flowing and everything is cool and these jokers in Washington are giving you bailout money, that money ain't been on nothing. None of that stuff is real. The money in this country is gone. Do you know how deep in debt we are? God is saying, see how I brought judgment amongst your ancestry and learn from their mistakes. You need to be familiar with these dealings with all the nations, because I'm going to deal with you in the same way, God is saying. But you know why we can't hear that? Because our grandparents are dead. Well, grandma's dead, so I don't have to listen. Grandma's hands. You know what? You better stop singing them old songs and get this thing right. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. 51 minutes. I almost got a whole hour on this first cast, and I got to tell you guys something. I haven't even covered any of the ground. When I come back, I'm going to deal with King Josiah, who heeded the lessons from the past. And I think that that's a very good example that Dave Wilkerson gives. And if you want to, you can turn to 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 11, when it says that when Josiah took the throne in Israel, his high priest reported that a book had been found recording all of God's past dealings with Israel. The book was then brought in to Josiah, the new king, and read to him. At that point, scripture says, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. Now, you know what that means? Just let me share this before I get out of here in this hour. Suddenly, Josiah's eyes began to open up after hearing God's words. See, he was broken and contrite. We're not like that in America. We ain't broken. We in place and we hardy, top heavy in our heads. Josiah was so shocked as how far Israel had strayed from the Lord that he tore his outer garment. He cried out of his sorrow. If this is all true, if this is how God has judged former generations for their sins, then we're in real danger. God's wrath is already kindled against us. Josiah, the leader, knew that. Why doesn't our leaders know that? I'll tell you why, because they're spiritually blind. Barack Obama is no Christian, because if he was a Christian, he would see what I see. He's not a Christian, and this country is not Christian. Josiah then instructed the priests, go you and inquire of the Lord for me, because that was their jobs. He went to the preacher and he said, now you preachers, go and get this thing right. Inquire for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according unto all which is written concerning us. You can see that in 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 13. King Josiah did just as Moses had commanded. He studied history and recalled God's dealings with former generations. He learned what kind of behavior brought down God's wrath upon them. And then he examined the present condition of his own nation. Now, that's what we're supposed to do. All of this, Josiah concluded, we've sinned worse than our fathers did ever before us. And in America, we have too, flat out. And if the Lord judged them at that time, he has to judge us today. Our society is on the brink of this judgment even now. And if you don't know anything about America, you need to learn. But, oh my goodness, what did I do? I just lost my place here. But, oh wow. Let me stop right there. I'm going to stop right there because I think that that's about as far as I can go with this as I look at this. Got 5 minutes left. Let me share this with you. If America does not turn from her sin, if you don't individually turn from yours and go to God just the way they did back in the old days, if you will not listen to your elders, those of us that know what we're talking about, those of us that are talking like this because we feel strong about it, then we're in for a bad time, a very bad time, one of the worst times that we've ever seen in our lives. That's Bach in the background. We can take our money, we can dance around like we got it made, right? This is the way this little song goes. We got money, we're going to spend it. We're going to live and have a lot of fun, 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 a lot of fun. No, one day it's going to be cut off. Make sure God doesn't cut you off. We'll continue with Wilkerson's book next time. God bless. And whatever you do, stay in the Word.